Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, we have a partly cloudy sky, 24 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. The beginning of spring last week marked the start of severe weather season in the Midwest. The season typically brings strong storms that produce heavy rain, hail, destructive winds, and tornadoes. As part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, the National Weather Service, in coordination with the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, will conduct a statewide tornado drill in Iowa and other Midwestern states. The drill begins at 10 a.m. when the SPC issues a test tornado watch for Iowa and Nebraska. The National Weather Service offices in both states will issue the test watch tones on all NOAA weather radios and the emergency alert system as a test message. If you do not have a radio, a weather radio that is, those units are available free of charge on a limited basis at the Cass County Emergency Management Office. They can be programmed to alert you to warnings in several area counties. At 10:10 this morning, the National Weather Service offices in Sioux Falls and Omaha will issue test tornado warnings for their Iowa counties. And at 10:15 a.m., the National Weather Service offices in Des Moines and the Quad Cities will issue test tornado warnings for their Iowa coverage counties. And from 10:30 to 10:35, all Iowa National Weather Service offices will issue a severe weather statement to terminate the test warnings. The test tornado watch will officially expire at 11 a.m. During the test, residents, businesses, local governments, and schools are urged to carry out their tornado safety plans and procedures as though a real weather event was about to occur and is occurring. News time is 8:07.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A report on the Daily Nonpareil says that police officers in Council Bluffs discovered human remains in a wooded area on the city's southeast side early Tuesday afternoon. Officers found the body of a man believed to be in his early 50s as they were chasing a shoplifting suspect near the Manawa Center and Metro Crossing areas. Authorities say the man was homeless. His skeletal remains were found in a tent with its top blown off. The tent was in a remote area popular among transients near 35th Avenue and the South Expressway. The man's death was not considered to be suspicious. Police were chasing a person who was suspected of shoplifting at Kohl's in Council Bluffs, and the suspect ran into the woods. An officer discovered the body. The suspect in the shoplifting incident was not apprehended. Three men from Nebraska were hurt after they were ejected from a stolen vehicle that was involved in a high-speed crash Monday afternoon in Council Bluffs. According to the Nonpareil, police were pursuing a 2006 Pontiac G6 just after 1 p.m. Monday when the vehicle left the road near the Interstate 29 southbound split to I-80 westbound. Officers arriving on the scene found the men laying next to the vehicle, which had been reported stolen from an Omaha car dealer. Officials say 30-year-old Jesse Byers, 41-year-old Willie Gonzalez, and 25-year-old Anthony Biggert, all of Omaha, were transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Creighton University Medical Center for treatment of possible unknown injuries. Criminal Investigation Division Sergeant David Dawson confirmed the vehicle was stolen, but charges had not yet been filed in connection with the theft. Two separate accidents Sunday in Mills County resulted in both drivers being sent to the hospital. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one accident happened just after 7 a.m. when a 2003 Subaru driven by Robin Joe Patrick of Glenwood left 221st Street and hit an embankment before rolling over and coming to rest on the driver's side. The accident happened about 7 miles north of Glenwood. Patrick was extricated from the vehicle through a passenger side front window and transported to Mercy Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. The second accident happened at around 5 p.m. Sunday, about 4 miles southwest of Pacific Junction. Officials say Deborah Ann Wingard of Glenwood was traveling east on Nims Road in a 2008 Ford when she swerved to miss a deer. The vehicle rolled into the south ditch and came to rest on its top. Wingard was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Pacific Junction Rescue. A 42-year-old man already given 4 to 12 years in prison for stealing copper wire in Dodge County, Nebraska, has been given another term for stealing copper wire in Saunders County, Nebraska. Saunders County Attorney Scott Tinglehoff said Scott Moore was given 4 to 12 years for the wire theft from Center Pivot Irrigation Systems last year. The sentences will be served at the same time. Moore and another Omaha man, 39-year-old Clifford Krings, are suspected of stealing copper wire from a field north of Council Bluffs in Pottawatomie County. The two were arrested last May. Moore awaits prosecution on the Iowa theft, criminal mischief, and trespass charges. Kings pleaded guilty and was given 2 years of probation. He was not charged in connection with the Nebraska thefts. Longtime Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin says he has no plans to seek re-election in November. Hannafin announced his intentions Tuesday. He says the long hours of dealing with the Missouri River flooding in 2011 made him think about leaving his post. He also says he's looking forward to spending more time with his family. The 65-year-old Hannafin has been mayor since his appointment in 1985. He won his first mayoral election in 1988. A former Madison County prosecutor has pleaded guilty to an assault charge and has been sentenced. The Des Moines Register reports 55-year-old Anthony Blessum had made a deal with prosecutors who lowered or dropped charges related to the beating of Blessum's former girlfriend. The incident occurred June 11th last year at Blessum's home in Waukee. At a sentencing on Tuesday, Blessum was given 7 days in jail, a suspended sentence of a year, probation, and was ordered to pay the woman nearly $7,000 in restitution. Blessum was the Madison County attorney from 1987 to 1997. Cities of Iowa, including Council Bluffs, have won a legal victory in a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency over wastewater treatment rules. In a ruling that documents say could save cities across the U.S. $150 billion, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down two EPA rules. The decision filed Monday affects the way that cities mix water to dilute the bacteria levels near recreational areas and how cities treat wastewater during heavy rains. A three-member panel of the court says unanimously in nullifying the two rules that the EPA exceeded its legal authority and didn't follow proper rulemaking. The cities lost their first challenge to EPA rules in 2010, but refiled it in 2011. Among the cities that would have been affected are Council Bluffs, Davenport, Des Moines, Ottumwa, and Waterloo. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, lower courts have found it unconstitutional, and now the Supreme Court will have a chance to weigh in on the Defense of Marriage Act, and its provision says that legally married gay couples can't get some of the federal benefits that go to other married couples. Today's court arguments come a day after the court considered California's ban on same-sex marriage. Justices indicated they may avoid a major ruling on whether gays have a right to marry while still allowing same-sex weddings to resume in California. David Petraeus says he has only himself to blame in his first public speech since he resigned as head of the CIA. Petraeus last night apologized for the extramarital affair that he said had hurt his family, friends, and supporters. He told an ROTC dinner in Los Angeles that the reason for my recent journey was my own doing. A retired four-star general also spoke of the need for better treatment of veterans and soldiers. Afghan and NATO military officials say they've killed more than 20 insurgents in a joint operation in eastern Afghanistan. A provincial government spokesman said the two-day operation that ended last night also killed a local Taliban commander. Stock futures are lower today amid concerns about Cyprus and other nations in the Eurozone. Cyprus is finalizing the details for reopening its banks after a nearly two-week shutdown. An international bailout agreement calls for large deposits to be taxed heavily to help pay for the rescue. And Russian officials are challenging the result of an autopsy in Texas on a three-year-old Russian boy who'd been adopted by a West Texas couple. The autopsy found the boy had more than 30 bruises and other marks on his body, as well as signs that he was routinely injured by accident. His death in January from internal bleeding was ruled accidental. Russia's children's rights ombudsman said that Russia can't accept the results as final, and the boy's adoptive parents should face justice. News time is 8:14.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Robert Brook, age 71 of Audubon, died Sunday. Massive Christian burial service for Robert Brook will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Vera Evans, age 97 of Shenandoah and formerly of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Vera Evans will be today at 11 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Sam Weigel, age 66 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Sam Weigel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Haida, age 90 of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carol Heida will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Wayne Hodges, age 83, of Yale, died Monday. Private family services for Wayne Hodges will be held on Thursday at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Evelyn Olson, age 91, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Last Tuesday, that is. A funeral service for Evelyn Olson will be on Friday at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn, beginning at 10:30. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Crystal Posh, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Crystal Posh will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gerd Schreiber, age 73, of Greenfield, died Sunday. In Greenfield, no services are planned for Gerd Schreiber, but a gathering of remembrance will be held this Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the home of Todd and Melody Olson. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Myrna Teal, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Myrna Teal will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. James Godwin, age 70, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. And according to his wishes, there will be no funeral services for James Goodwin. The Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids is in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.